I'm always reminded of the time when I had a, what do you call it, a bum knee. They have another name for it. My knee would get out of joint so that I couldn't walk. And I remember in California I was supposed to preach and my knee was out of joint. I couldn't stand. I had to get to a chair and lean against it with all my weight and bam! It went back into its socket. And Wally came home from high school when I told her, she said, "That's incurable. We learned that in high school." That was very comforting. And so I was beginning to deal with God about that. I was up in Lake George and Alfred was there and he asked me, "How's your knee?" Well, I didn't tell him, but I couldn't go swimming. It would have been dangerous. But that night I had a dream. I wanted to know from the Lord what I had done, why he wasn't healing me. And that night I had a dream, and I dreamed that Jesus was talking to the Father about my knee. So lovingly, and I knew, I was fully persuaded that everything would be all right. And you know, it wasn't only out of its socket, but there was something broken there. It sounded like cornflakes when I moved my leg. Something crisp. And painful. And it was getting worse, and the worse it got, the more I laughed. I knew, I was fully persuaded that God would make that okay, no matter what the doctor said. And so one night, I was surrounded by demons. I didn't see them. People that say they see the demons usually are just imagining. But in the spirit, I felt they were having a merry-go-round around me, and they were sticking out their tongues at me. They said, "Aha, now you got it. Now you have it." And in the midst of all that, I heard the voice of Jesus saying, "Can you trust me now?" I had to laugh. I said, "Lord, all the more." And now this is 30 years at least, and my knee is better than ever. I could do acrobatics now with my knee that you couldn't do. I won't try it.